Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Marking the end of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, President Donald Trump hosted an iftar dinner at the White House. To the group of U.S. cabinet officials and ambassadors from mostly Muslim-majority countries, the president offered a message of unity and respect. To each of you and to the Muslims around the world, Ramadan Mubarak, he said. President Trump noted that the iftar dinner is a sacred tradition of one of the world's great religions, marking the coming together of families and friends to celebrate a timeless message of peace, charity, and love. It's a moment to call on our highest ideals and to give thanks for the many blessings we enjoy. He expressed gratitude for the renewed bonds of friendship and cooperation the United States has forged with its valued partners across the Middle East, and recalled his first foreign trip as president last year to Saudi Arabia, the heart of the Muslim world. The partnership and solidarity that we established over the past year has only deepened with time, President Trump declared. We've made a lot of progress. The president concluded with the wish that all strive to embody the grace and goodwill that mark the Ramadan season. Let us pray for peace and justice, he said, and let us resolve that these values will guide us as we work together to build a bright and prosperous future that does honor and glory to God.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.